Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Multiple lockers robbed at rec center on Wednesday afternoon. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Police are searching for a suspect involved in a series of thefts from six lockers at the Campbell County Recreation Center on Wednesday afternoon. According to the Gillette News Record, the thief stole over $2,000 in cash and items from unlocked lockers in the women's locker room, according to Police Deputy Chief Brent Wasson. A 30-year-old woman reported that $380 in cash was taken from her and her husband's wallets while they were swimming. She discovered the theft around 3:30 p.m. upon returning to the locker room. A 16-year-old girl said her belongings were rummaged through and her coin purse, cash totaling $120, and a charger block were stolen. Similarly, a 15-year-old girl reported the theft of $120 in cash, $200 gift cards, her high school student ID, and a $25 silver ring. A 44-year-old woman stated that her daughter's bag was searched and items worth about $1,700 were stolen, including brown Birkenstock sandals, prescription glasses, a Samsung cell phone with a pink and gray case, and various skincare and makeup products. Additionally, a 37-year-old woman reported that $13 in cash was taken from her wallet after she left her items in the locker room at about 2:15 p.m. and returned around 3 p.m. Police are investigating the incident and reviewing video footage. The investigation is ongoing. Hageman accuses Jill Biden of elder abuse for allowing Joe to debate. After the first 2024 presidential debate, Wyoming Republican U.S. Representative Harriet Hageman criticized President Joe Biden's performance, accusing First Lady Jill Biden of elder abuse for allowing him to participate. Hageman claimed Biden struggled significantly, appearing frail and frequently losing his train of thought. Cowboy State Daily reported Wyoming's congressional delegation unanimously declared former President Donald Trump the debate winner. U.S. Senator John Barrasso stated that Biden is weak and incapable of leading, praising Trump for offering solutions to economic issues. U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis expressed concerns about another Biden term impact on Wyoming, highlighting Trump's vision for progress and criticizing Biden's stance on domestic energy. Social media reactions reflected shock at Biden's apparent frailty, with mainstream pundits and some Democrats suggesting a need for a new candidate. Trump and Biden exchanged harsh criticisms during the debate, with Trump labeling the U.S. under Biden's leadership as a third-world country and Biden calling Trump a loser and a sucker. The debate covered various issues, including inflation, the COVID-19 pandemic, and the January 6th Capitol attack. Trump blamed Biden for economic woes and handling the southern border, while Biden touted job creation and investments. Trump defended his administration's pandemic response and promised more tariffs and tax cuts if reelected. Both candidates addressed their respective legal challenges, with Trump dismissing his indictments and accusing Biden of potential felonies. On abortion, Trump supported the Supreme Court's decision to allow the states to make decisions about abortion rights and, in certain cases, to allow abortions, while Biden criticized the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Regarding Ukraine and Israel, Trump claimed such conflicts wouldn't occur under his leadership, while Biden accused Trump of giving Putin a free pass. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.